Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders, and my young friends, I've just recited a couple of verses of the Quran Kareem, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Inna ad-deen indallahi al-Islam, the deen, the religion, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Islam. In another verse, Allah mentions, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ Whoever looks for or seeks another way of life, another lifestyle. Remember the words I've used here, lifestyle, because we all say Islam is a way of life. So when we say it, we should mean it as well. Sometimes the problem is we say a lot of things, we don't really mean it. When we make a claim, we back it up with our practical life. So when we say, sounds good on the ears, Islam is a way of life, then we need to look at our lives, is it according to the teachings of Islam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse of the Quran Kareem, mentions, whoever seeks another way, another lifestyle, besides Islam, it will never be accepted. Allah does not use the word la. La also means no, not, nahi. But Allah does not use the word la here. Allah uses the word lan, lan yuqbalin, lan. And in the Arabic grammar, lan is to emphasize it. that it will not be accepted, it will never be accepted.
ایک تو قبول نہیں کیا جائے گا, ایک ہرگز قبول نہیں کیا جائے گا. تو اللہ فرما رہے کہ اسلام کے لائف سٹائل کے علاوہ کوئی اور لائف سٹائل اگر کوئی اختیار کرے, اللہ فرما رہے کہ اس کو ہرگز میں قبول نہیں کروں گا. یہ اللہ کا فرمان ہے, میرا نہیں ہے. ناؤ we are all into this peer pressure, not only youngsters, elders, and we look at other people's lifestyle and we think, you know, that's the lifestyle I want. Allah's already given us the best lifestyle. In the Quran Kareem, Allah showed us the art of living. The art of living, study the Quran. Kis tarah zindagi guzarna hai Quran Kareem mein, اور کس طرح بہترین زندگی گزارنا ہے قرآن کریم میں. If you want to know the art of living, study the احادیث and the practical teachings of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and we will know the art of living. Because Islam teaches us حیاتاً طیبہ, pure life, پاکیزہ زندگی, pure internally, pure externally, so that our thoughts are pure, our mind is pure, our thinking is pure, our actions are pure. Islam is pure because Allah is pure. Allah Pak, we say Allah Pak. You know when we say Allah Pak, yeah, Allah Pak. So Allah Pak, Allah is pure. Allah is perfect. Allah is free from any defaults, defects, aib, faults. That means Allah's deen is also free from any defects and faults. If we find any faults, that's our own misunderstanding. Reality, there is no faults. That's our own misunderstanding. That shows our impurity in our heart. That our hearts have become napak, our hearts have become impure, our beliefs and aqidah have become impure, our concept of life has become impure. It's a very, very important thing to mention this. So, Islam is pure, Islam is the best lifestyle. We all know that, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Whether we act upon it or not, that is a different issue. But we all know why Islam is pure. Now the question here is, lifestyle only accepted by Allah is Islam. But then when we look at other people's lifestyle and we say, you know what, that's the lifestyle I want. That's the issue. The way they're thinking, you know, there's something, there must be something, because everyone's accepting it. Everyone's following it. Their ideology, their concept, their lifestyle. There must be something good there because everyone's loving it. It's on the media, it's on the TV, everyone wants to support it. There's slogans and there's protests. People are debating about it. So I think that's the lifestyle. I think this is too boring. Islam is a bit too boring. It's for poor people, refugees, got nothing in life, failed in life. Then you just come to the masjid. Then you just come and start reading the Quran. Then you just send, otherwise, this is not for me. But in reality, when we look at that lifestyle, and then we think, why do we get so attracted to that sort of lifestyle? Because we think they can think what they want, no restrictions. They can do what they want, no restrictions. If I want to be a man, I can be a man. If I want to be a woman, I can be a woman. No one tell me what to do. I'm going to be a woman tomorrow. Someone tomorrow will say, I'm a dog tomorrow. I'm an animal tomorrow. I can do this, I can do that. There's no one ready to stop me. I can sleep when I want. I can wake up when I want. I eat what I want. Halal, haram, doesn't mean anything. I can choose the company I want. I can choose the friends I want. So it's all about me, what I want.
What I desire, I should be able to do. What I want, I should have in this world. Now, that's fine if you have that sort of concept of life. We call it in the modern day free life. Free to speak, free to think, free to do. But the question here is, I've given you one scenario here. Now I'm going to give you another scenario. You know, someone says this person has value. This person has value. Ye insan hai, insaniyat hai. This person's got class. You know, we talk about these words here. The person's got value. This person's got class. Now, question here is, when does a person has class? When does a person has value? I tell you when. When a person has principles in his life, then there's value. Value in a human being when he's got principles in his life. When he's got rules and regulations in his life, I'll do this but I won't do that. That's value. When a person has that, I sleep at 10 o'clock in the night, 11 I wake up, 5 o'clock in the morning, because that is my principle of my life, because I have to look after my health. And also, I have to look after my spiritual health, my religious health, because for a Muslim, the day starts with Fajr, and the day ends with Isha. So what does Islam telling us? All these namaz time, if Allah wanted, all five namaz all at once in the morning, finish, Allah could have ordered that. Or all the namazes, five namazes at the end, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we all come back from work. So you know what we can do? You know, after work, all five namazes all at once. Doesn't Allah Ta'ala know human beings? He knows us more than we know ourselves. Doesn't He know our commitments? Our work? Because we always bring work into it in everything we do. We're quite busy. But why did Allah Ta'ala prescribe Salah for Fajr in the morning, then Zuhr in the afternoon, then Asr in the late afternoon, then Maghrib in the evening, and then Isha in the night? So that yes, we're going to be busy in the morning, busy in the afternoon, busy in the late afternoon, busy in the evening, either family commitments or work or whatever. Allah spread those Salah so that we don't forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala throughout the day. So while we are asleep in deep sleep, Azan comes, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we wake up. We don't forget Allah, we wake up in the morning. Before we start work, you remember Allah. Then we're at work and lunchtime and Zuhr time, immediately Azan is given. Ah, yes, I'm working, but I should remember Allah gave me this work. Allah granted me this sustenance. Allah granted me this risk. Allah provided me this with job, with this income. How can I forget Allah? So Zuhr time, we're in Salah. Late afternoon, again we're quite busy. Again Azan, and we perform our Salah. Evening time, you're coming back home, you can be very engaged with our family members, immediately Salah, so we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have our meal, integrate with our family members, socialize with our family, whatever we do. And then after we've done that, just in case we forget Allah, even that time, Isha Salah. So the moment we wake up, Allah. Before we go to sleep, Allah. And there's time management in this as well. It's time management. We're timing everything. Today, we look at people and we say, you know, goes to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, wakes up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the life I'm looking for. And, no education, no nothing. I can get 20,000 in 1 month without even doing hard labor, without doing hard work. I can drive the best car. I can do this, I can do that. Within 1 month, I can become a millionaire. Then I can relax and chill. This dunya is not about that. For a Muslim, if you want value in your life, you want class, you want to be regarded as class and some sort of status in the eyes of Allah, then we got to have principles, rules, regulations. And if you're looking at other people's lifestyle, where they do what they want, think what they want, go where they want, Allah makes it very clear in the Quran Kareem, لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل.
You see them roaming around, chilling and pilling and relaxing, do what they want, think what they want, eat what they want. But Allah makes it very clear here, it's only for a short while. Mata'un qaleel, for a short while. If Allah is saying this life is short, then we should regard it as short. If I say I live for 80 years or 90 years, for us, me and you, we are dunya dar, we say that's a long life. But in the eyes of Allah, that is qaleel. Why? Compared to the hereafter, that is qaleel. That is very little. 1 year, 1 day of the hereafter is equivalent to 1,000 years of this world. 1,000 years of this world. Subhanallah. So basically, Allah is saying here that as soon as you accept Islam, then our lifestyle should be Islam. And these rules and regulations and restrictions and principles, that's what makes you a man. That's what makes you a good human being. That's what we call status. If you look at the royal family, right, they have engagements. You call them, these are people of class, posh, principle. There's a time they go to sleep, there's a time they wake up, there's particular things they eat, they have dietary requirements. The way they meet people is with respect, honor. They have restrictions and usul and principles in their life. That's why they become people, successful people, they become success because of this. Allah has already given us success. You follow my rules and regulations, you'll be successful. Because at the end of the day, it's about meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to meet Allah in a state where Allah is pleased with me. In the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, he who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. He who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, they inquired, Ya Rasulullah, but everyone dislikes death. So why would anyone want to meet Allah? Because everyone don't like death, no one wants to die. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, said, O Aisha, what it means is that just before death, if you'd been a good believer, Allah grants you the good news. Just before your death, you're about to die, khushkhabri aa jati hai. You're given the good news. So at that particular second, that minute, that 2 minutes, oh wow, is that what I'm going to get? Jannah, heaven, paradise, Allah's pleasure, I want to meet you quickly, quickly. That's why when the janazah is taken, and that janazah, that person who's died, is a good person, pious person, righteous person, nek, it mentions the hadith, he says, that deceased is saying, qaddimuni, 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 take me quickly, take me quickly, take me quickly. Wow. Before death, we don't say, take me quickly. Unless we're all financially bankrupt and we go, no, in life, please take me, I want to die anyway. Right? That's a different issue. But we should not desire death because of worldly difficulties. That's wrong. That's another masla. Because of worldly difficulties, we should not desire death. Do sabr and do good deeds. The more life we have, the more good deeds we can do. Khair, that's a different topic altogether. So the janazah says, qaddimuni, qaddimuni, take me quickly, take me quickly. Why? His notice, his khushkhabri, his glad tidings given by Allah to the jannati. You're a jannati. We are waiting you, the angels are waiting you. Take me quickly, take me quickly. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us that we also say, take me quickly. And if it's a bad person, the hadith also says, qaddimuni, because if he's a bad person, we don't want that person on our shoulder. When taking that bad, evil person, that gunagar person on our shoulder for janazah, he said, take me quickly, meaning this is a bore and a burden on my shoulder. It's an evil person, gunagar person, disbeliever. We don't want him on our shoulder. Take him out quickly, bury him. He was a bore and a burden on the earth, he's going to be a bore and burden in the grave as well. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala safeguard in our iman and Islam. That's why Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. When you die, come as a Muslim. Come as an obedient person to me. Don't come to me as a disobedient person, because it's not going to be accepted. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Couple of announcements. First of all, Sheikh Zahir from Birmingham, he requested me that tomorrow at the Saddam Masjid, Jamia Masjid at 6:30, there's a special jalsa on the remembrance of Mufti Rafi Usmani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. At 6:30 tomorrow at the Jamia Masjid in Birmingham in Aston, mashallah, many ulama-i-kiram will be talking about this great personality, great scholar who passed away earlier this week. It was a great loss for the ummah. Mautul alim, mautul alam. The death of a scholar was great impact on the dunya and the world. Now Iman Islam, it's like death of the whole alam. Allahu Akbar. So by all means, recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad three times and sawab as well. And at the same time, make dua for all the scholars, all the people of the mu'mini who have passed away. And this program tomorrow at Jamia Masjid as well. On Sunday, there's going to be a special Naat program by Sheikh Muqeed. That has been cancelled, so there will be no program this Sunday. Alhamdulillah, it's also a great honor and privilege that next Friday, after Isha Salah, the grandson of Darulum Deoband Muhtamim, Marhum Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullahi, his grandson, Mullah Sufyan Qasimi Sahib, Alhamdulillah, is becoming here, inshallah. And next Friday, inshallah, there will be a speech after Isha Salah, inshallah. Next Friday, it's a great honor. These are from the family of Mona Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullahi. Their ihsan and favors upon this ummah, subhanAllah, is unimaginable. All the darulums and madaris, because of Mona Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullahi, his sacrifice, his commitment, his vision. So alhamdulillah, we got individuals and ulama from that family coming here. It's a blessing and a barakah. I request all brothers please participate next Friday after Isha Salah. Also like to just conclude, as you may be aware, alhamdulillah, last week Mona Ishaq Sahib really eloquently mentioned of the incident that took place in Wood Green Academy School, where many of our students and our children, unfortunately, were actually traumatized by the events where the teachers were shouting, etc. And alhamdulillah, our community, represented by many masajids, parents, ulama, imam, mufti, Moin Sahib of Ensbury, is taking the lead on this, have taken action against the school regarding their safeguarding procedure and how they have treated our children. And especially, remember, our children's iman and Islam is at stake. So I know we worried about our children's education, but iman is very, very important. We can't compromise iman in Islam. And if our children are being taught something which is haram in Islam, for even me or you to just to say, I think it's all right, by the iman is going. Remember what I mentioned. Yes, we all want our children to prosper in education, but they're going to be in a safe environment where our dini and religious beliefs are not compromised. If someone wants to live their life the way they want to live their life, that's their choice. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ It's up to Allah. Allah says that very clearly. You want to live a life of that, that's up to you. But it's our duty as parents, as elders, as imams, as scholars, and alhamdulillah, this group of Wood Green Action Committee, Shura group, consists of ulama, scholars, muftiyani karam, parents, masajid representatives, professionals, and great work has been done in the past 2 to 3 weeks. Alhamdulillah, legal action has also been taken as well. And the purpose for this, so that it does not happen again. It does not happen again, and all our children are safe. Look, my children don't even go to that school. And I'm still making this announcement. I'm part of that group as well. But it's to your children are my children. My children are your children. And our first duty is the protection of Islam in Iman. That's the most important thing. So I don't want people to say, I've got some ulterior motive. I've got no ulterior motive here. Okay? I'm mentioning it because it's our fariza. As scholars, as imam, as community representatives. And alhamdulillah, meeting took place with the parents last Sunday as well. It was very productive, mashallah. My humble request, as now it's gone legally and we've taken legal action and we've got our solicitors in place as well, all those parents whose children go to that school and you feel your child has been traumatized, safeguarding rules have been breached, or they've been actually shouted at, whatever, and you feel there's an unfair treatment, please contact me or our group as well. It's on WhatsApp, on social media. Make a statement, and we need that statement to collect all the evidence so that, inshallah, it gives more backbone and strength to the legal team that is working at this precise moment as well. Okay? Like I say, Imanul Islam ka masla hai. Anybody? Hamare jo haram hai, usko agar hum halal keh de, Islam se bahir ho jata hai. When it comes to Iman and Islam, we don't compromise. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. If you want any questions, alhamdulillah, there's a group, we can come to us, the representative of the masjid as well. A lot of masajids have, mashallah, helped out in this. All the community have got together. Unity is the strength. Unity is the strength. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.